This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
And this is Lock and Load. And let's just get into this, shall we? Because I've been dying to do a little bit of monologue, don't you know? And later on, we're going to talk about my range trip yesterday, because my range trip was stupendous, and at the same time, on a personal note, it was sort of disheartening. But that's okay. It's a constant battle. Let's talk about what's happening and where it comes to the effects of COVID-19, the collateral effects of COVID-19, because this is the thing that, you know, people are talking about it, but they're not really getting into the details of it. It's a little bit like looking at the surface of the ocean and not knowing whether it's goldfish or great whites underneath the surface. Short term, one of the things that probably has increased is domestic violence. You got a lot of people that are trapped at home with their abusers, and some domestic violence victims are already experiencing more frequent and extreme violence, according to Katie Ray Jones, the chief executive officer of the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Domestic violence programs across the country have cited increases in calls for help from Cincinnati to Nashville, Portland, Salt Lake City, and statewide in Virginia and Arizona. The YWCA of Northern New Jersey, in another example, told Reuters its domestic violence calls have risen up to 24%. Ray Jones said there are special populations that are going to have impacts that go way beyond COVID-19. Then you have vulnerable students. Students and parents and teachers are all facing challenges adjusting to remote learning as schools nationwide have been closed and online learning has begun. Some experts are concerned that students at home, especially those living in unstable environments or poverty, will miss more assignments. High school students will miss at least 3 days a month or are 7 times more likely to drop out before graduating and as a result live 9 years less than their peers. So this isn't just about losing your job in some cases, although that's very, very heavily prevalent too. Among the most vulnerable students are the more than 6 million special education students across the United States. Without rigorous schooling and therapy, these students face a lifetime of challenges. They benefit the most from highly structured and customized special education, which they're just not going to get at home. They're not going to get that at home. They get sort of frustrated because, for those that may need, like, speech therapy or something, they lose those communication skills. That is especially frustrating for children. Midterm consequences. Well, suicide. In Europe and the United States, suicide rates rise about 1% for every 1 percentage point increase in unemployment. This is according to lead author Aaron Reeves from Oxford University. Notice that there's no model for this, thank God. During the last recession, when the unemployment in the United States peaked at 10%, the suicide rate jumped, resulting in 4,750 more deaths. If the unemployment rate rises to 20%, the toll could well rise. According to Aaron Reeves, he said, sadly, I think there's a good chance we could see twice as many suicides over the next 24 months than we saw during the early part of the last recession. And that would be 20,000 additional dead by suicide in the United States and Europe. Less than 3 weeks after extreme suppression measures began in the United States, unemployment claims rose by nearly 10 million. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin warned that rate could reach 20%, and Federal Reserve economists predicted as high as 32%. And Europe is facing the same thing. This week, the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs relaxed its strict social isolation policies after the apparent suicides of two cadet seniors in late March. The Gazette, a Colorado Springs newspaper, reported. And while junior sophomores and freshmen have been sent home, the college seniors were kept isolated in dorms, and some had complained of a prison-like setting. Now the seniors will be able to leave campus for drive-through food and congregate in small groups per state guidelines. Then you've got the other health concerns like diabetes. You know, you've got a lot of local health departments that treat chronic diabetes. They also help prevent childhood lead poisoning. They stem the spread of the flu, tuberculosis, and rabies. Severe loss of property and sales tax revenue following a wave of business failures will likely cripple these health departments, according to Adrian Casalotti, the chief of government affairs with the National Association of County and City Health Officials, a nonprofit that focuses on public health. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. Long-term consequences. This is where we get into the stuff that, this is like looking at Chernobyl in a lot of ways. Because this sets in motion this large, you know, fast, quick increase in unemployment. Puts in motion this domino effect of reduced income, additional stress, and unhealthy lifestyles. And these setbacks in income and health often mean people die earlier. Or maybe they commit suicide. Because some people are going to lose their car. Some people are going to lose their home. I mean, I expect the housing market to crater here shortly. Because this is unlike anything we've been through in a long time. I mean, it's not like one of these things, you know, when you shut down the economy for a week, well, you don't have that much of a domino effect. But it's, you know, it's like dropping a big rock in a small pond. The ripples that are coming out from the center just keep spreading and spreading. Young people suffer during this because, they're going to enter the job market during the coronavirus suppression. They will pay an especially high price over the long term. First-time job hunters seeking work during periods of high unemployment live shorter and unhealthier lives, according to research. An extended freeze of the economy could shorten the lifespan of 6.4 million Americans entering the job market by an average of about 2 years. And thousands of college graduates will enter a job market at a time that global business is frozen. And when, you know, if you get out there, like this kid, Jason Gustave, a senior at William Patterson University in New Jersey, he will be one of the first in his family to graduate from college. He had a job in physical therapy lined up. Now his licensure exam is postponed, and the earliest he can start work is September if everything goes right. And according to him, it all depends on where the economy goes. Is there a position still available? That kind of stuff. As we go forward in time, as we get to June and July and August, all of this stuff will start to come into focus. Some of this is a little fuzzy right now. We don't really know where it's going to go. Governments and health specialists are going to have to base their fertility estimates on a stronger factual grounding, which also will go a long way to us looking at the second wave. But there's not going to be a second wave of coronavirus. Coronavirus is here. It's never going to go. There's going to be optimum periods to catch it and not so optimum periods to catch it. They will develop a vaccine. Half of us will take it. Half of us won't. Some of us will catch it. Some of us may catch it two or three times. I don't know. But, you know, we also know that if you do catch it, at the very least, you probably have immunity from it for 2 or 3 years. We know who it's going to affect the most, and maybe when the vaunted second wave comes, we could concentrate on something like maybe not quarantining people who aren't sick. That would go a long way to making the recovery would be much faster. There's no reason to, throw the baby out with the bathwater. Right, right, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Ferguson, all you quacks out there that seem to think nothing can ever reopen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
FTI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Went to the range today. It's the first thing I have done since coronavirus locked everything down. I have not shot a gun since maybe late March, early April. Which typically I fire about 1,000 rounds a month, typically. So, it's been a while. And so I finally got to go out. Now, of course, it was 84 degrees, which is not very hot at all. But, you know, I had a few physical things arise that just sort of made it a little less comfortable. But all that aside, I took guns from three different manufacturers out there, and let me just say this. This is a great time to be buying a gun in the United States. This is a splendid time. If you know, if you're looking at quality handguns, I mean, quality rifles, this is the best time ever. If you're looking at less expensive, which I didn't take one of those out, but I mean, even today, the less expensive handguns are still relatively reliable, from my understanding. It was stupendous. It was absolutely stupendous. And I tried something a little different. Like, I had three Nighthawks to carry out, and the two of them were Ladyhawks. And rather than me get up there and grab these Ladyhawks and shoot them, which I shot both of them anyway, and they both, especially the .45, the .45 really impressed me with its range banners. It was a very well put together gun, and it did very, very well for me. I put it in the hands of a 26-year-old young lady named Lacey Trippy. Lacey, her father, Mark, he's the one where I go to his range. He's an instructor. He teaches armed self-defense to primarily ladies, I believe. And so Lacey is not a new shooter. She's 26 years old. She's not a very big young lady. She weighs about maybe 100 pounds. And putting her normal carry gun is a Springfield XDS or XDM. I think it's a double stack, so it's probably an XDM of some sort, and it's the smaller version. It's about the smallest double stack they make. And she liked, but you know, it's a polymer gun. It's a striker fire gun. She had never shot guns like the Nighthawks before, and that was interesting to watch because the Ladyhawks are designed for people with smaller hands. And for somebody to go from a, you know, this is a young lady who has had to learn to carry a full-size gun, a regular grip signature profile, if you will, and actually here's one designed for her. So it was interesting to watch her shoot, and it was interesting to watch her shoot the bigger bore, the 45, which she handled both of them just fine. I was duly impressed. But then I took two Franklin Armory guns there, and I put the one with the binary trigger in her hands, and I was like, this is how you shoot this gun. And once again, she, you know, she leaned into that. She had a pretty good time with it. And then I put in her hands the Spikes Tactical, Rare Breed Spartan AR-15 pistol, which is a full-on custom AR-15 with a complete. She was convinced that due to the way it sounded because of the compensator that's on the end of it, that it was going to hit her like a mule every time she pulled the trigger. She was shocked. So it was interesting to watch somebody, and she works in a gun shop, so I my presumption would be that she has shot plenty of other guns, but I don't think she's ever shot any of these before, and it was interesting to watch that. And I was coming at this from the perspective not so much of me shooting these guns, because I will, and I have shot plenty of them, and I will shoot plenty of them again, but, you know, I'm out here, all of these guns are guns from my sponsors, and having them means that I believe in them. And putting them out there and getting a hold of one and sticking it on a range and you know, grabbing hold of it and expending ammunition with it and everything else, this is because I believe in it. I have some guns that I believe in that are not sponsors, to be sure, but everything I took out yesterday was from a sponsor. So it's also quite gratifying to know that I made right choices by going after these guys, because none of these people ever came to me. They never came to me and said, oh, Bill, we're just dying. We want to be sponsors of your show. I went to them. I approached them, and I think I chose wisely. I'm very impressed with every product that I took out. But it also furthered this notion I have that if you're going to have one gun, then it should be an AR-15. It should be an AR-15. I think if you're going to have one gun, it should probably be an AR-15 pistol. If the reason you have the gun is because for self-defense in case of something really bad happening. Now, the other thing you can consider, and I don't disagree with this, is to have an AR-15 a pistol and then a duplicate pistol. Now, hear me out. If you have a duplicate pistol, if you have a pistol, first of all, you can carry that as your secondary weapon, which it's good to have. And then at the same time, if you have a second one of those, then that also means that you can have a backup should something come up. You can arm somebody that is like-minded with you if you feel like doing that. If you want to go to that extreme. And if it's the same kind of gun that you're using, then you don't have to learn two different kind of shooting systems or two different kind of triggers or, you know, two different kinds of grip angles, because all of those things come into play. But this is certainly a terrific time to be a gun buyer in the United States today. This is splendid. I'm seeing some guns come back in. I went into Academy Sports the other day, and they were at about half capacity versus what they normally are. And, well, you know, they see it coming back a little bit. I'm still waiting on ammo to come back. I don't know how long that's going to take. But it is an absolutely, everybody that I took out there, Nighthawk, Spikes Tactical, Franklin Armory, they're all running wide open right now. So the guns are available. The guns are out there. They're running wide open. CZ is running wide open. STI is running wide open. Chambers is running in their version of wide open. This is a splendid time. This is a splendid time to be alive in the United States and be a gun owner. Because COVID-19 notwithstanding, it is a wide open field out there for you right now. There's something out there for everybody. And I want to thank Mark and Lacey Trippi. Mark for letting me use his range once again. And Lacey for being my test pilot. I thought she did well. You'll get to see. I've got videos coming out on YouTube very shortly. You'll see them all. We'll be right back when we get back. What do you think is going to happen with all of these revelations about the Obama administration? We'll see. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's taking the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine after consulting with White House doctors.
The frontline workers, many, many are taking it. I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Did the White House doctor recommend that you take that? Is that why you're taking it?
Yeah, White House doctor. I didn't recommend. No, I asked him, what do you think? He said, well, if you'd like it. I said, yeah, I'd like it. I'd like to take it. I want the people of this nation to feel good. I don't want them being sick. And there's a very good chance that this has an impact. So I'm taking the two, the zinc and the hydroxy. And all I can tell you is, so far, I seem to be okay.
Senator Marco Rubio will fill in as the interim chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, the Florida Republican accepting the position on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News. There's some promising news about a new potential coronavirus vaccine. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Moderna announcing on Monday morning that all 45 participants in an early stage trial had virus antibodies, and some folks also had what are called neutralizing antibodies. The doses were given to the participants 28 days apart. The CEO, Stephen Banchel, says in a statement, the Moderna team continues to focus on moving as fast as safely possible to start a pivotal phase 3 study as soon as July.
A majority of voters say they believe Tara Reid's allegation of sexual assault against former Vice President Joe Biden, but most say it will not impact how they vote in the November election. The latest Harvard Caps Harris poll finds that 55% of voters say they believe Reid, against 45% who say they do not believe she is telling the truth. Two-thirds of Democrats say, though, the allegations will not impact how they vote on Election Day. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pautiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pautiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pautiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. Why don't you take a second and allow me to disabuse you of this notion, your naive delusion, that we still live in a country with a justice system, and break it to you that no one is going to go to jail for what was done to Michael Flynn. No one is going to go to jail for the unmasking business. No one's going to go to jail for the Russia hoax, or for that matter, for any of the corrupt Dem/foreigner collaborations exemplified by the payoffs received by the stripophile and Bolivian folk medicine enthusiast Hoover Biden. No one. I mean, Mike Flynn went to jail. You know, maybe he will still go to jail, since his judge is now making up the law as he goes along. In law school, they teach them that the judicial branch doesn't prosecute, but that was before the Trump exemption, or exception, excuse me, to existing principles. I actually expect the next time the general shows up in court, the judge will sentence him on his coerced plea to a crime that never happened and order the marshals to immediately take him into custody. And when you think about this, this whole predication was based upon the Russia collusion thing, right? So we know that never happened. So how can he be tried for any crime in connection to it? It vexes me. As we have seen far too often since the advent of the bat-biter blues, too many LEOs simply obey, apparently never having got the 411 on how that Nuremberg defense of just following orders worked out for them. Flynn will get pardoned instead of exonerated, so he'll get sprung from stir, but he will have no civil recourse for resurrecting his reputation or savings. And that's part of the plan. They, you know, okay, if we can't incarcerate him, let's just destroy him. We have two justice systems, one for them and one for us, meaning we have no justice system at all. And I'm sorry to have to break this to you. It hurts me. I know it makes you sad, but how do you think I feel? I gave my youth to this country to defend this Constitution, you know, and Viola. Here we are anyway, a banana republic. Turns out our elite is perfectly cool with treating our Constitution like Charmin. And get that to the establishment, this dual track system where they ignore the law and we get the law dropped on us, including through active framing, as with Flynn, to keep us in line. You get that that's how they want it, right? This is not an unintended consequence. They are for this. They're actively for the abuse of the legal system, persecuting their political enemies. And you adorable naifs come to me thinking that as a pontificator will assuage your gnawing fear that something is rotten in the state of America. You say, this isn't right. This, you know, how can some people be prosecuted but other people with connections get away with crimes? And the answer is simple. This is how many of the people with their grubby paws on the levers of power want it. They want to use the government to stifle dissent, as the IRS did to the Tea Party groups. They want to make people afraid to oppose them by threatening them with crushing legal fees and maybe jail if they dare join the opposition. Look at the trail of bankrupt Trump world folks after Obamagate. They want to frame people working for their enemies and ruin them and put them in prison, a la Lieutenant General Flynn. This permeates the leftist culture. Did you know that the ACLU just sued Betsy DeVos because she ordered reforms to campus man-witch trials that gave men such radical due process rights as the right to know the charges, to have time to respond to them, to not be judged by the same person who was prosecuting them, and to confront their accuser? The ACLU came out against these things, at least in cases where old Grandpa Badfinger's not the accused. And speaking of that handsy old weirdo, how about all these leftist luminaries leveling with us that even if he did what Tara Reid said he did, no big deal. No big deal. They'll vote for him anyway. And that whiny broad should stop crying all over their beautiful progressive narrative. Right now you're going, where's the media on this one? Well, you silly wabbit. The media is with the establishment 100%. It's not they're failing to do their job and negligently not digging into what is the biggest scandal in American history, a scandal that makes Watergate seem, in comparison, as small and insignificant as the manhood of a bulwark staffer. Not digging into leftist malfeasance is the media's job. That's their job description. That's the way it works out. Eventually, those of you who are constantly surprised that the mainstream media is not the collection of dogged, objective truth-tellers it pretends to be are going to get tired of being shocked. Shocked, I say. Every single day, as the media reaffirms its fealty to the leftist elite narrative every single day. Now you're saying, well, what about the prosecutors? It would be amusing if it wasn't so sad. The DOJ has a few solid folks at the top apparently trying to salvage some credibility out of this debacle, but it takes time to tame a bureaucracy. And thanks to that befuddled dork Jeff Sessions, that process got delayed for over 2 years while he tried to play it straight and get taken by the cleaners, to the cleaners by the cheats all around him. So prepare yourself. Not one of any significance is going to go to jail for any of this, ever. What she did with the classified info would have put you and me in striped PJs for a decade. She walked, so did her whole clique. Andrew McCabe lied again and again and again and again. Nope, they won't charge him. Doofus Comey's going to walk. Every Democrat donor in the Mueller gang will walk. Samantha Power will walk. And Obama? You know. Chatty perpetual Hannity guest and occasional Senator Lindsey Graham and my senior senator may get around to holding his long-promised Obamagate hearings on about the 5th of never. All that anger during the Kavanaugh period when he was coming out, and I thought, this is it. This is finally, I've got a man here. That's burned out. Graham won't call Obama to testify, and you think the Grand Marshal of the Supreme Court is going to be frog marching the one out on his new beach mansion to prison? And you know what? I'd love to be wrong. Maybe I am. Maybe the unbroken track record of injustice we've seen over the last decade is going to suddenly break. And maybe my pet unicorn Chet will be the foreman of the jury when one of these slugs somehow gets called to account. But now you're saying, so should we just resign and give up, resign ourselves to tyranny? Oh, no, not at all. My short-term assessment is grave, but my long-term assessment is bright. Tyranny tends to fail over time. Remember, their embrace of the tactical tyranny is an admission of weakness. When they weren't threatened, they could afford to hide their true nature, and all this is their last-ditch effort to resist a popular uprising against their inept rule. So we have to stay on the offensive, and you need to keep your eye on the prize. The prize is not saying these people go behind bars. That would satisfy our yearning for justice, but that's short-term. That's short-term. How do we win? We get into the long game. The Constitution is defiled, but it's not dead. We fight on. We elect people who will carry the flag forward. We just got one in California, out of L.A., when Navy vet and conservative Mike Garcia shot down the Democrats' heir to the seat that the hotel room chair-defiling weirdo-ess Katie Hill lost. We're building on the team, and we're purging people like Jeff Flake. He's gone. And it's going to take time, and everything hard takes time, and that's how you win. Look at D.C. today. When Trump took office, he had no insiders on his side. He was surrounded by a bunch of Bushy traitors and Obama holdovers, and the moles were gone, and now he's got him a team. He's got a team. And go out and buy guns and ammunition, because liberty always needs that backstop of an armed citizenry in case the electoral and judicial systems completely collapse. When all else fails, it's left to us. When everything else fails, when all the civility fails, when all of the decorum fails, when all of the three branches fail, it comes down to us. It will fall to us. And don't focus on the shortcomings, because they're there. Don't let it distract you. Get into the long game. We are the ones that will win the long game. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Coming out of California, I love when things make the full circle. You know, California is a sanctuary state for illegal immigration. And we've recently seen sanctuary counties and cities for the Second Amendment, where everybody gets out there and says, well, you know, we are not actually bound by that. That has no basis in law. Just like your sanctuary city stuff for immigration. But you do it anyway. So expect everybody that's doing it to do it anyway. And now we have this. Atwater, California. They have declared themselves a sanctuary city. They have declared sanctuary from a tyrannical government draining the lifeblood from the people. If the leftist tyrants can provide safe haven to illegal invaders, why not have sanctuary cities that protect Americans from our newly anointed dictators? So here you have a little rural city of less than 30,000 people located in the center of California that has decided to free itself from the suffocating chokehold of the state. At the end of April, the city council voted unanimously to open businesses and churches. The Merced Sun Star reports Atwater residents gave City Council a standing ovation and cheers Friday when they unanimously passed a resolution to make Atwater a sanctuary city for all businesses to open amid the coronavirus pandemic. Mayor Paul Creighton said that no city agency would enforce any of the shelter-in-place orders the state has imposed. Also on board is law enforcement and the county sheriff, who will not interfere with the residents going about their lives. Local leadership and residents appear to agree that lockdowns have stripped away the people's constitutional rights. You think? So, according to Atwater business owner Chris Kofelt, he said, we have to base our decisions on the Constitution. And he brought copies of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the amendments for each county city council member. Councilmember Brian Raymond, who thought of the idea, recently told the Sun Star the plan is similar to cities like Coalinga, who declared all businesses essential in defiance of the governor's four stages of reopening. But Atwater is likely the first to use the term sanctuary city in this way, he said. The thought is that all businesses could reopen with modifications if they so wish. Preventative safety measures would be left to the business owner and patron's discretion, which is the way it should be. Donald Covington, the president of the Old Town Atwater Association, said, I get emotional on this. People are starving. Two family members have two different businesses with small children and no income. We got to do this today. Republican Kevin Cunningham, who is challenging 16th Congressional District incumbent Representative Jim Costa, Democrat, Fresno, vocalized his solidarity with Atwater, as did Merced County Supervisor Darren McDaniel, whose district covers Atwater. Folks in this room elected us to represent them, and our government took that away from us. and he thanked the city council for their bold move. Some county officials warned that the city is placing state funding at risk by making this decision. But the mayor would have none of it because, you know, while you're sitting out there and you say to yourself, that this is the way they put it in California, we have $29 trillion in unfunded liabilities. That means they're broke. That means they're broke. When the revenue stops coming in, that means they're broke. They could probably stay in one spot if revenue continued to come in. But with everything closed down and nobody earning any income, how do you tax income that isn't being made? It's a little bit like, you know, tightening a noose around your neck and thinking it's a really nice knot for a necktie. The mayor said, I'm not going to have this. No, he said, no money would be forthcoming anyway in light of the state's massive budget deficit of $54 billion, which I thought was 29. It's 54. The mayor realized that they needed to focus on saving ourselves, he said. And I look at you now, and I think that's splendid. We should focus on saving ourselves. We should let businesses open and say, it's up to you. And if a business doesn't want to open, if the fear is too great and you don't want to open and you want to go out of business, I'm sorry that had to happen that way. Some of you, I'll probably miss a great deal. But if you're willing to get out there, and, you know, living life is a big risk anyway. If you're willing to get out there and do it, well, it's worth the risk, I think. I think living life is worth the risk. I have long said, let me segue a little bit here. I've long said that one day we're all going to be green. We're all going to be green because one day technology will take us there. It will be increased. I don't know how they're going to charge us for anything at that point because everything, all the sustainable things they want to do when they actually become viable, it should be less expensive, right? You would think. But solar and wind and all that stuff, for that to be viable, we're a long way away from that right now. But greeny car manufacturer Elon Musk, who has 34 million Twitter followers, has effectively told them all to go and vote for Trump, using a popular vernacular expression, take the red pill. Fox News called that a cryptic tweet, but I suspect that's some leftist headline writer's doing, because the story itself indicates the writer knows perfectly well what was going on. That's a line from the 1999 movie The Matrix, which I love The Matrix. I love the movie. Love it. I kind of feel like I'm living in it now. If you take the red pill, this is a metaphor for seeking the unvarnished truth. You take the blue pill, the story ends, you wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. More recently, it's the slang for people who were leftists abandoning the ways of leftism for the values of conservatism. And people of all ages and ethnicities posted online videos describing red pill moments, personal awakenings that have caused them to reject the leftist narrative that has been imbibed upon them since childhood from friends and teachers in the news and entertainment media. Leftists of all stripes disliked that tweet. None more loudly than the movie industry people who created the original story. Yeah, they got quite... that was quite vulgar, the way they returned it, you know, their reply to it. Because after all, it's their movie script line that has become a rallying cry to join the conservatives, even though that wasn't their intention. And the analogy described by Fox is particularly interesting, given that the Democratic standard-bearer Joe Biden wants everything to go back to the pre-Trump era, except more leftish, which is perfectly analogous with the blue pill. While Musk himself is famous for enjoying deep dives into the unknown, same as the red pill. And the Tesla founder, whether you may believe it or not, definitely thought this through. As they were yelling on the left, Musk posted another one for them, doubling down on his original tweet, effectively saying he's through with playing both sides of the political fence, as a lot of businessmen, including himself, had done. Red pill or bust. He said, when you take DayQuil and NyQuil at the same time, and it has a meme of, Morpheus, which was the part that Lawrence Fishburne played, said, did you seriously just take both pills? What is wrong with you? And Musk is done with Democrats. And this is the end. He's not looking back. And, given the response he got from Lorena Gonzalez expressing her glee at Musk's threat to pull up stakes from Blue California and take his Tesla operation to Texas, when you got 34 million followers on Twitter that listen to you, he was the emblem of the Obama greeny economy, and now he's going over to the Trump side. What do they have left to lose after they lose him as his big shiny bauble? He's just sick of it, and he's going to take the red pill, and the red pill means you see things more clearly. And Elon Musk, welcome to our world. Good to have you here. Maybe I'll look at a Tesla one day. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.